we'd like to say that essentially the reading public who will define whether we are successful or not, we would like to say we are, that we have an active, supportive role in the media. We hope that we're performing a useful service to the public of Zimbabwe.
Professor Mukasa, what has been your observation of the way this unfolding crisis within ZANU-PF has been covered?
Well, there are two media systems in Zimbabwe. There is the independent news on one hand, and of course the state-supported and funded media. Until about the elections, they were all united, I mean, that is the state-supported media, in supporting ZANU, both factions. No secrets were ever revealed about either faction before independence. Now, with the apparent ascendancy of one faction, presumably led by Mnangagwa, we see a lot of detail and secrets about the other faction. I'm sure Mr. Woodrow would agree with me that at this point they are enjoying some break. And they are now observers.
Absolutely enjoying it and watching because, the two sides, the government press.
Yes.
And ourselves engaging in mortal combat. This is an interesting role, and it's one which we're not going to give up too easily.
Well, staying with you, Mr. Weatherall, the challenge now is on the independent papers, which also for a long time had been popped up as anti-government. How do they fare in terms of the coverage also of the conflict within ZANU-PF, and then also you have the conflict within the opposition parties?
Yes, it's very interesting, of course, watching developments within ZANU-PF, that this role hasn't been played before by either side. And it's going to be interesting to see which way it goes. But the role of the independent press is to monitor these clashes of the titans and going about the business that way.
Professor Mukasa, when you look at the history of, for one, the state papers, and second, the independent papers, there's always been a bias, one for the government, one for the opposition. Now it seems as though there are splinters. Are papers or the media being caught up in who to follow, or is that sense of objectivity still being practiced, from your observation?
Objectivity in the Zimbabwean journalistic sense is really subjective. You are objective to the extent that you determine that you are objective. But what I really see, and this is a tragedy, the country is heading over the cliff. And there's so much preoccupation with the Nongo, Grace Mugabe, sort of what I would call Mahumbwe politics. This is just child play compared to the seriousness of the economic situation in the country.